Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of the Lord tonight. We are a little bit off schedule, but we are here because God is good. We're going to play a song, and I'll be back with you in just a bit.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never failed me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. God.
the goodness of God. Well, good evening, people. We're running a little late tonight, but we're on, and we'll be on for a while. As long as God is designating me to be here, I will. So, Lord, I just thank you tonight. I thank you for the Ministry of Prophetic Grace Network. And I'm your host tonight, Angela Joy, so let me just pray. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for this beautiful season. We thank you, Lord, that you have set into place and you've set into order all things. And, Lord, we thank you tonight that you've caused us to be a part of what you're doing here today. We thank you, Lord, that you allowed us to be a part of your faithful work that going forth in the kingdom. And, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be a part of the move of God in this season and in this time. So, Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for the founder, Prophet Randy, and his family, his wife, Julie. We thank you for the things that you're doing in their lives, Lord, things that we don't even know about, but we know you know about, things that will cause us to move into position, into place, and for them to go forth in the things that God has called them to go forth. Even as Moses had Aaron and I don't remember the other person to raise the hand of Moses and keep them uplifted so that they could do the work. So, Lord, we thank you that we're a part of what's going on here with Prophetic Grace Network, that you're connecting us to keep the hands of the leader raised to pursue and go after God and to do what God has called and designated to go forth in this season and at this time. And so, Lord, we thank you tonight for the people of God that might be listening either by radio, internet, by phone. God, we thank you. We thank you for the goodness of God, the goodness of God, the faithfulness of God. He is a good God. And we thank you tonight, and we give you the glory. So we pray that everyone is well tonight, running a little behind, wasn't quite sure going to do the show tonight, but I'm here for a while, and just wanted to be available to those who are here and listening and be a part of what God is doing in with you. So praise God. Thank God for those who are a part of Prophetic Grace Network. And I see people are coming on, so just want to just mention a few things, and then I'll play another song. We'll just go ahead and start taking callers. I remember I may have mentioned, and I know I have several times, about the things that God has been speaking to me in this season and about how we have been given authority and to walk in that authority and to activate that authority. And how do we activate that authority? We activate that authority by using the word of God and by walking in faith, because we don't go on the things that we see with our natural eye. We move in sync with the Spirit of God, and we call those things that be not as though they were. And the Lord was showing me some things recently concerning you know, my family, and it's very interesting that I was listening in a little bit during the week when Prophet Randy, I think he was praying over offering the other night, and how it came forth through him, you know, how God was sending me as the forerunner for my family, you know, that my faith and my walk and my commitment with God was going to have a direct effect on those who are coming behind me, those who are connected with me by blood relations or by those who I'm connected with in this walk, and primarily my family. And it was some things that, you know, just really hit home when he said that, you know, about being in position. And you know, it's always been very important to me to try to live a life that demonstrated the love of God, the power of God in my life to my children, because, you know, some things they've seen throughout, you know, their childhood and growing up into manhood we're not always the best things to see, you know, especially when it's connected to people who say they love God. So sometimes, you know, your way of thinking can be a little bit distorted when what you see does not line up with what is being spoken out of the mouths of those who say they know God. So it was just very, very, very important to me always to try to exemplify the true, real, living God before them. Oh, no, not perfect. No, 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 no. But definitely seeking God, definitely looking to him to direct and to instruct and to guide in a way that I believe God would want me. And, of course, falling short, but quick to try to get to repentance and to make it right. And so it was so important to me to try to demonstrate that before my children while they were growing up and even now into adulthood. And just really touched my heart the other night when I heard the word come forth from Prophet Randy about how God was going to reward that. You know, people, I want you to know that God is a good God, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And that's the key right there, to diligently seek God, to go after him with everything that you have in you to go forth with. We need to be diligent, aggressively following the ways of the Lord, because you don't ever know who is looking. You don't ever know who is taking note of what's going on with you and how you're reacting. You know, that's why it's so important, like when we go out, even in the marketplace and on our jobs and around people in social arenas, to make sure that we represent the true living God in a way that's befitting. You know, there's all kind of stuff going on in this generation of people. But one thing that will always remain true, that God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so with that, you know, it's like I heard that word that was released the other night and how because of my walk with God and because, you know, I've tried to live a life that exemplifies the things of God, that God saw it. Glory be to God. He saw it. He sees you. Even when you think that no one sees, no one's taking note, no one is looking at the way you are trying to live your life, God always sees. And so when I heard that the other night, as it was being, you know, spoken through Prophet Randy about my relationship with God is causing freedom to come forth, not only to me, but to my household, to my children. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If for nothing else, you know, my desire is that my life exemplifies the glory of God, the light of God, the glory of God, his power, his omnipotence, his omnipresence, his love, his devotion, his faithfulness to us. Oh, my God, that's worth so much just to know that God is taking notice because we want to live for him. And he's going to honor it, people. He's going to honor it. If you have those who are around you who are not walking with God and not, you know, in the place that they need to be with God, don't stop living the way God will want you to live before them and before him, because he is going to reward you. He is going to give you the desires of your heart if you stand and you continue to believe the word of God. If you walk in a way that is pleasing unto the Lord, he will reward you, you know. And the just shall live by faith. You know, why are we just and how are we just? We've been justified by the blood of Jesus. We've been justified because he paid the price on the cross at Calvary. We've been justified, and because of that, we live by faith. We believe that the Son of God paid the price when his blood was shed on that cross, and it took care of the sin that the enemy would always try to be throwing up in our face. Oh, you remember when you did this, you did that, but you can say, but the blood, but the blood took care of it all, the blood of Jesus. And then I just want you all to know, I have been so encouraged by just being a part of what God is doing with Prophetic Grace Network. You know, it's like a family here. And it's like, you know, I look back and I think of the years, maybe like 14 years that I've been acquainted with Prophet Randy's ministry and seeking it out and being directed by God to go forth and to connect here in a way that I never even dreamed that this ministry would be doing, and the things that are coming through with what's being released in the prophetic and what we can expect to come in the years to come. I never thought, I never dreamed it would be anything like this. And let me just look up something. I want to mention something, then I'm going to play another song. And I want you to know that God sees you. More important tonight, I want you to know that your prayers are not in vain. You know, God sees everything that is going on with you, and he knows all about every situation and every circumstance. And so a few weeks ago, another thing, it's just like God keeps confirming his word over and over and over again. So, I was listening the other night, and the word was released about me being in a place where I'm beginning to walk into freedom and liberty and the things of God, and the bondages and the slavery of being attached to sins is being released from me, and not just me, but from those coming behind me, my children, their seed. That blew me away, to be honest with you, to just know that my obedience is affecting the way God is going to handle and the way he's handling situations with my children. And that's enough for me to just to know that God is who he says he is, thousand generations. And then later, previously, maybe a few weeks ago, I had seen myself, and I've been reading this book off and on. I need to get back to it. The Courtrooms of Heaven, Prayers and Declarations by Robert Henderson. And I remember reading some parts of the book, and it was the one where basically, you know, it's a courtroom situation where the enemy is like, he's accusing the brother. And of course, we know that's what he does, and he does it well. And I remember seeing a vision of me this was before the word came forth a few days ago, but I remember seeing myself standing before the throne, and I saw Jesus. When I first saw it, I saw Jesus as my advocate, and I saw the hand of God go forth and basically tell the devil, stay, you know, hush, you know, that's enough. And I was standing there with my granddaughter. And then later on, I saw a vision of me standing there with my whole family. And I saw the hand of the Lord go up, like, enough. And Jesus was standing there as my advocate. And then later on, I heard the word released through Prophet Randy concerning that there was a gag order against the enemy. I was like, wow. So I looked up the word, you know, I looked up what's a gag order. And so a gag order is a judge's order that a case may not be discussed in public. That you can't talk about me anymore, devil. Shut your mouth. And I remember before he released that word, I saw the hand of God go up to stay the devil's mouth. And then later on, he released the word of that he heard, gag order. And I looked that up, and it said, judge's order that a case may not be discussed. You can't say a thing, devil. Hallelujah. You need to shut your mouth, because the devil is a liar and he can't tell the truth. And the word of God and the blood of Jesus has already taken over and covered the situation. Let me tell you, people, God is real. When you seek him, you will find him. Hallelujah. When you go after him, you will find him. And under, I'm looking up gag order. There's another word that popped up. Glory be to God. I was looking for something else, but you know, that really touched me, because I remember seeing right before that word was released, I had seen a vision of the hand of God going up to say, basically, to stay the devil, hush. Ha! And so God is on your side. Also, it says gagging is a noun, and it says as an official forbidding press to be broadcast for a discussion of a specific subject. Hallelujah. You can't say a word. The blood of Jesus covers you. And I remember, covers me. And I remember seeing in that courtroom setting, in my vision, that basically God was saying, devil, hush, just be quiet. And then that word came forth later about the gag order. Let me tell you, we are connected. We're connected to the place that we need to be in this season and at this time. And if you're a part of what God is doing here, you need to hold fast, because we're getting ready to ride through some stuff. We're getting ready to see God move in ways that we have never seen him move before. And what a privilege and what an honor it is that God would so have it be that we would be a part of what he's doing here and now in this season. So I'm excited tonight about God. I always am. And I am so excited about the fact that he knows who you are. He knows what you're going through. All you have to do is be in place to hear, to receive, and to be in a place to release and submit to God everything that you've been carrying. Because he hears you. He knows all about it. He knew about the things that are on my heart concerning my family. He knows about the things that are on my heart concerning my children. And God released the word through the prophet to let me know that I see this, and I'm going to honor your request. I am going to stay the hand of the enemy. I'm going to tell him to shut his mouth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We know who we are. And when we know who we are in Christ Jesus, the enemy, he has to kind of figure out what he has to do next. He's probably standing somewhere scratching his head when he can't get through to you like he wants to. When God says, no. You know, just like when he told the devil, you know, you can do all this stuff to Job, but you can't kill him. Hallelujah. You know, God has authority. Don't think that God doesn't have authority. Don't think that the enemy overrides or overrules over God's authority. It's impossible. It can't happen. It won't happen. So rest assured that when you present yourself before the Lord as a living sacrifice, he is going to honor his word, and he is going to watch over you. He's going to take care of you. And there will be some times and there will be some things you won't understand. I know there are things that I don't understand, and I won't understand in this time. But it's not about me understanding. It's about trusting the true and living God and continuing to move and go according to his will and his way to pursue him regardless of what it looks like. And that's where we have to be. We have to be in that place of pursuit of God. I'm pursuing God with everything that I have in me. Why? Because he is everything that I need. Yes, in and through him is everything that we need. He will open doors. He will close doors. He will show you where to go and what to do and how to do it. He will connect you to what he needs to connect you with, and he will disconnect you from whatever it is you don't need to be connected with when you submit your will to God's will. So I'm so thankful tonight that God is God, and he's a good God. Just like that song said, it's the goodness of God. You know, God is awesome. There's nothing too hard for him. So I'm going to play another song. We're starting a little late, so I'm going to move a little quicker. I'm going to go ahead. We may not have as many on because they didn't know, I guess, that we were going to have a show since I came on a little bit later. I'm going to play another song, and I'm going to start to take calls and pray with you. So God bless you, and listen up for this song, and I'll be back in just a bit. By the creator of everything. All things were made by and for him. And just to know that God knows you. You're fully known by him. And not only are you fully known by him, you are loved. Hallelujah. You are loved. If you haven't heard that today, I'm here to say, to let you know that God loves you. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter how they did you. It doesn't matter how they forgot you. It doesn't matter what you've been through. God loves you. And I'm so glad to know that I'm here to be able to endorse that, the word of God, that the word of God is true and God loves you. Well, hallelujah. Thank you so much for coming in tonight. God is, you know, faithful. You know, it's been a busy, busy, busy few days for me. I tell you people, I'm not as young as I used to be. And I did some major, major work around the house, just, you know, trying to get some things in order because, you know, I might have family coming in for the holidays. One of my sons, he will be at a wedding in Texas the day after Christmas. I thought that is pretty interesting to have a wedding on a Monday because Christmas is Sunday. So it's his cousin, and, you know, they all wanted us to come out, but nope, I'm not coming out to Texas for Christmas. My grandchildren, when I mentioned the fact of going there, they were like, so you would leave us and go to Texas to somebody's wedding? I was like, no, I don't think so. So anyway, I don't know when he'll be coming back through, and my other son's in Wisconsin, not sure when he's going to come back through. He's not, he said he won't be home for Christmas, but I have some other grands, and, you know, we're going to have a good time. So I'm hoping you're enjoying and experiencing this most wonderful time of the year, and that most importantly, we focus in on the true meaning of Christmas. We focus in on the fact that Jesus came as a babe, lying in a trough, in a feeding trough, the manger, and became the bread of life for us that we could feed off of, that we could take part of, that we would partake, and we would be filled like no other bread ever fill us. And what a wonderful thing to know. What a wonderful opportunity to be a part of that. And so with that, we are going to go ahead, and we only have a few people on right now because, like I said, I came on late and pretty much came unannounced to a certain extent. But we're going to just pray with those who are on, and we're going to believe God to speak how he wants to speak and go from there. How about that? So let me go ahead, get something to write with, and I'm going to start taking calls. Interesting enough, I have a way of losing things when they're right in front of me. Have you ever had that happen to you? How can you lose something when it's right in front of you? Well, I found it. All right, so we are going to go ahead and start. So, Father God, we just thank you tonight as I take these calls. And, Lord, I know you know everything about everybody. There's nothing you don't know. And, Lord, I just thank you that let you speak tonight. Let me get out of the way. Just be an empty vessel for you to use and for you to speak to your people and for you to let your glory shine. Let your word come for them, for deliverance, for peace, for love, liberation, for guidance. And, Lord, we give you all the glory and all the praise. And we thank you, Lord, because this is your show, always your show. Never mind. We thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead and start with our first caller. And that's going to be 111111. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello, this is Barbara from Texas. How are you, woman of God?
Hi there, Barbara, out there in Texas.
Yes, ma'am. I heard about that wedding.
Yeah, they're in. Well, you know, I thought about it later. I said, well, and I don't have any pictures, but when I was a little girl, my sister was 23 when I was born, and she got married late. So she's no longer with us. But anyway, I remember I thought to myself when my son said, well, you know, our cousin, she's getting married. They all want you to come, and because they kind of brought me in. It's my in-laws, you know, their side and his cousins, and they kind of brought me in like a family, like sister, even though, you know, I'm not with their blood cousin anymore. And so they say, well, are you going to come to the wedding? And I was like, when is it? The day after Christmas. I was like, I don't know. I don't think so. And then my grandchildren convinced me, like, I don't think, Nanny, you need to go because you won't be with us on Christmas. And I was like, so anyway, yeah. I think it's going to be in Fort Worth. Where are you located, Barbara?
In Dallas.
Oh, okay, in Dallas. I don't know where Fort Worth is.
20 or so miles from Fort Worth.
Oh, really? That's all?
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Take me about 30 minutes to get there, sometime less. Depends on the traffic.
Oh, okay. So it's, Well, I didn't realize. I thought it was in, way in some other part. Okay. Yeah, so he's been out in Texas before, and he likes Texas. And so he said, oh, Maya, it just looks so different from Florida and Georgia. I was like, I bet it does. Mm-hmm. He said, it's just so different looking. But anyway, well, let's pray for you, Barbara, and let's see what God wants to say tonight. Father God, we just thank you for Barbara. We thank you, Lord, that even though there's some things going on, hallelujah, there's some spinning, there's some twirling, there's some, I don't know what that is, but even though the spinning, the twirling, the, it's like I see like some activity. I can't even explain what I'm seeing, Barbara. But it's almost like I sense that the Lord will want to say, in spite of this, whatever it is that may even be trying to invade your atmosphere or something that you already know about, it's like I sense the Lord is saying, stay focused. Stay focused on me. Stay focused on the instructions that I've given. Stay focused on the Spirit of God, and don't be drawn into the chaos of what this situation or these circumstances might try to bring into your atmosphere. So, Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, that she has the word in her mouth. Hallelujah. I see your mouth, Barbara. I see it like as you speak the word of God, it's releasing like a sword. That any atmosphere disruptors, glory be to God, you have the authority in you to speak and stay the wind of the atmosphere, of the adversary, to stay your atmosphere, to keep your atmosphere the way God says it should be. And every weapon, any weapon formed against you will not prosper. You open your mouth and you release it with authority, and the devils will have to stop the chaos. And we thank you for that authority that you've given her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, hello, Barbara. What are we up to tonight?
Well, we are up to walking in the love, celebrating, and putting on the whole armor of God. And when
yes,
you put on
are.
That armor, you can't go wrong. I just keep praising it, dancing, twirling, smiling, shouting the victory. And when I put that whole armor on and gird about to withstand in an evil day.
Yes.
So, you know, it's about that word, the weapons of our warfare, not carnal.
Yes. Yeah.
So I pull
You're
down
right.
every stronghold, and I pursue peace, and I walk in that peace, and I love it. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, and that's so important. You know, I wouldn't trade anything for the peace that God has given me. I was thinking that was my, is that my fault or yours?
That's probably mine.
Yeah.
That's probably my phone. Amen, but it's okay.
I was thinking earlier tonight, and I was talking to a friend, and I was like, you know, she was just thinking, you know, talking about some situations, and I was like, you know, right now I'm at a place that God has given me such peace that I wouldn't, I just don't want to even entertain anything to try to steal my, and rob my peace. And, you know, I don't have time for that. You know, I'm busy doing what God has called me to do. I'm not here trying to entertain any schemes and wiles of the enemy. And I'm telling you, when you have a peace that God gives you, it truly surpasses all understanding. I mean, it really does, because you can be walking through, I mean, all kinds of stuff. But when you have the peace of God, Oh my God. You can just
walk.
What was that? It was a commercial that used to be on. It looked like this guy was walking, and as he was walking, I don't even remember what they were representing. You know, stuff was flying through the air. You know, buildings were falling down, and he was just walking like nothing was even happening. Glory to God. You know, chaos all around, stuff just in a whole, you know, whatever. I mean, just totally thrown off, you know, and he was just walking like nothing was going on. He was focused on where he was going. And that's where we have to be as Christians. When stuff, you know, chaos just tries to come in and throw us off track, we just have to keep right on walking, just like it's not even there. Not to say we don't deal with what we have to deal with, but we don't turn our attention to that. We keep our attention on God. Because he's the one who's going to make a way. He's the one who's going to deliver. And we start focusing on what's going on around us and the chaos. Oh, that's when we get drawn in and lose step. You know, because you can't be focused on where you're going when you're focusing on the chaos and the distractions that are all around you. And that's what the enemy tries to do. He tries to distract you. Oh, and as I'm saying that, Barbara, something's rising in my spirit that says it's kind of similar to the word that's being released that I spoke over you. Is that, you know, it's just things that are trying to just draw your attention away from the purpose and the focus of what God has placed you to do here.
I'm in that secret place. It can't get through. And that's what the devil made, because I have that peace that comes. And I know Prophet Randy told me the other day, he said, God is taking you through a new level of peace. I say, well, we serve that supernatural God, so I claim it. I thank God for it. Because when you're in that Psalms 91, the whole book, the whole chapter of that, you're dwelling in that secret place and you got that knowing, he said we would remain stable. That's the thing.
Yeah.
When you're stable, when you're fixed. And I said, oh, God, I just love your words. And you got that armor on of love. No matter what people say or do or what they do, I don't care. I care, but I don't care. You know, you ever hear that word, sorry but not sorry? Prophet Randy used it all the time.
Is what
because
now?
When you walk in love, when you're sorry but you're not sorry.
Oh, yeah.
When the dark come at you and things begin to come and turn, and it's that season. And see, we celebrate. And when we celebrate in love and righteousness and the new king, you know, that was born, nobody know the day, time, or the hour, but we know that the Bible speak of the Jewish and then certain hours and time in different parts of the world, then, you know, and I said, well, Lord, every day is your day. Every day.
Yes.
Every
day.
Love them. Every day. We give him the glory.
Every.
We give him the praises. Because nobody can take his glory.
Yes.
He is the light. So I'm just in awe of what you said.
Yeah, because,
Amen.
You know, it was like, you know, now that you said that, you know, yeah, because I saw, all of a sudden I saw this guy, like, I think it was a commercial or something. I can't remember what it was. But, I mean, he was just walking, and it was just stuff falling all around him and, you know, things just trying to come in and get his attention. And he was focused. He was focused. And it's like the same thing with you, Barbara, is, Lord, I feel like the Lord is wanting you to realize, and you just confirmed it because you said Prophet Randy had said something similar, is that you're just focused on, you know, where God is taking you and what he wants to do in and through you in this season, and that there will be those and things that will try to distract you. But I see your focus and your face is set like flint toward the things of God, toward what God wants to do in this season through you. And you know what? Sometimes, Barbara, and I don't know if it applies to you, but it sure does apply to me. I mean, I have lived a number of years, so I don't have time to waste. I don't have time to get sidetracked. I don't have time to be drawn off course. I need to be on time with my God, in step, in sync, walking with him, with the Spirit of God, leading and guiding me. I don't have time for this other stuff. You know, mm-hmm. it's like, you know, and people who don't really walk with God like that, you know, people look at you oddly like, don't you want to do this or don't you want to go there? And no, I'm focused on the things that God wants me to be focused on. And I mm-hmm. know that I've got to stay on track, you know, so praise God. Yeah, and you know what? Mm-hmm. Like I said in the beginning of the show, you know, people are watching us. Like I know I have my family watching mm-hmm. me. Like I was saying to a friend earlier, you know, I know my mandate is to hold up the banner of righteousness. And so, you know, the other night when I heard Prophet Randy ministering and releasing that word over me, it was like, okay, God. It was like a confirming word because it was like, yeah, you're going to walk in a freedom that's going to set others, your family, free. They're going to see it. I was like, oh, God, that's always what I've wanted it to be like, for them to see you in me and it to take care of their freedom, you know, by their freedom, yeah. give them wisdom and insight so that they won't get trapped and ensnared, and they, if they are, to come out, you know. And so, praise mm-hmm. God, that's the season we're in.
Yes. You know, Satan always got a trap set, but when you walk by the Spirit of God, you ignore a lot of things of the enemy.
Yeah.
And you just cover yourself. And, you know, and I just thank God because he do warn us about the terror of the night and the arrow of evil plots
mm-hmm.
and slander of the wicked
mm-hmm.
that flies
yeah.
by day and night. And I said, well, thank you, Lord. That just give me confirmation on what's going on, you know, of
yeah.
the evil scheme, the wiles of the devil. But my focus is on keeping my joy, my permanent happiness, and the love
yes.
of God. And I just sit back and just laugh, and I get up and I'll praise God, put on some good music, Tori Kelly singing Hallelujah, and just dance to it, the twirling,
Amen.
The dancing, the praising God.
Yes, I remember.
Like a ballerina.
You say that word. That I saw you swirling and dancing and, you know, that's
yeah.
it.
And that's what I do all through the day and night.
Yeah. Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Yes, ma'am. I love it, you know, overcoming. And I thank
Amen.
God because in order to go different heights and levels in the Lord, he takes you, you know, high. And when he takes you high, you know, there are some that are just not going to like it. And so we don't worry about that. We worry about bringing them up. And everybody can't go where you're going, but you can pray that they come up. So,
yes.
you know.
Yes.
That's it.
You know, and living a
that's
life you know, that they would so desire to come up, you know? That
yeah.
there's no benefit in lying around in the slop and the mess of this world. What benefit is there in that? You know?
Wow.
I was listening yeah. to, I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's Bishop Bruner out of Word of Faith in Atlanta area. It's actually Austell, Georgia. So I was listening to him this morning, and, you know, he made mention of that, you know, like, you know, he's had people come up to him and say, well, oh, I don't know if I really want to be saved because all of my friends are going to hell, and I just might as well go there with them. And he was like, what is wrong? Hey, brother, they're not going to have a party in hell. You know what?
Mm.
You know, people are going to be on fire. Things are going to be burning. People are going to be in torment. And you think hell is going to be a party? Well, that's not going to be the case. You know, you might end up there, and somebody might say, hey, brother, you know, why didn't you tell me you knew the truth? Somebody told you about Jesus, why you didn't tell me about it? Now look at me. I'm in hell. You know? What's wrong with folks? I mean, they think, or you actually think, I mean, you actually think there's going to be some kind of a party going on in hell? There's still going to be, the party is going to be going on in heaven. Glory be to God.
Celebration.
At the table, we're feasting. Hallelujah, with the Lamb of Glory. That's where the party is going to be. There's no party in hell. How did
no.
we? we're the ones who are going to have the party. My God, we're going to be rejoicing. We're going to be with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're going to be able to be, you know, excited about the things that God has brought us through and that we're seated at the table. My God, that's where the party's going to be. How deceived can people be to think there's going to be a party in hell? He's going to be, he's actually said, he was like today, he was like, he just basically was like, yeah, all my buddies are going there, so I might as well go. Hey, we're going to have us a party in hell. No, you won't. They may be screaming at you about, why didn't you, somebody tried to lead you another way, why didn't you tell us about it?
That's right.
Jesus.
And they
got
to be converted,
you know,
and return back to the Lord.
Yes.
It's transgressors.
When you think about how the devil just messes with people's common sense.
Oh,
yeah, I was like, isn't that amazing? Just to think. That, no, we're having a party, bro. So if you want, a party, you might as well get right and get to heaven so that where the real party is going to be going on. Hallelujah. That's some real celebration going to be going on up there. No, it's going to be gnashing of teeth. There's going to be torture. Mm-hmm. There's going to be things that you don't really want to be a part of. There's not going to be any party down there, bro. I mean, really. I mean, you know, it's just amazing how the enemy tries to distort, you know, but he's a liar. He can't tell the truth. So, of course, you know, he wants to present hell in a fashion that would attract people to think that it's going to be a party when, because he's a liar, when the real party is going to be at the opposite direction. Oh, my God. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really amazing. Ooh, glory. All right, well, Barbara, is there anything you wanted prayer for in particular?
Well, I started and I pushed the button, but it was so good. I said, Lord, I push all the time. I said, what do you want me to ask for? I said, knowing God's will is everything to me. Knowing that my heart is white as snow, is pure. You know, that I don't have a mean bone in my body. But when it comes to, you know, telling the transgressors or their ways and not teaching the sinners to convert back unto the Lord, well, this is our job. This is what we do, you know. So
well, yeah.
I was just loving the way you were talking. Say,
and
man.
Just to think that there are people that have the truth and they've distorted the truth, like the information I shared last week about the particular ministry considering growing cannabis so that they can teach people how to farm. I thought to myself how distorted the view of man can be. You know, so you are going to teach these young men how to grow pot. Right, but I mean, you can grow some other things on this particular. Have you seen that yet, that video online?
No, I didn't really watch it, but I read about it, and we talked on it last Sunday.
You have knowledge
so
of it.
I'm like, okay, Lord, confusion is not a part of our lives, okay? That is not, we will not be confused about Yahweh's way, his life, his will. Because
but
we
see,
trust
the thing
in
of it
him,
is,
and we can't lean. That is so bizarre. I've never heard anything like that from that
person.
Well,
he's wanting to lead young people who are not churched. So then he knows that they don't have the word, first of all. So they have, unless, you know, they, let's say, decide they want to study the word and challenge this whole theory, But, you know, just to think that, you know, he's going after people who are unlearned and to distort them, you know, with some bizarre view that there's nothing wrong with, you know, I don't know. I really don't know. I can't even begin to understand. It's about money. You know, I remember thinking later on, it's because of the love of money. The love of money is the root of all evil. And there's going to be big money in that. Big money. Big money. And that's what it's about. It's about the love of money. It has nothing to do with trying to, you know, represent the things of God. It's about money. And so, you know, that just basically sizes it up totally, you know. It's not, I'm not concerned about your soul. I'm concerned about getting money. And getting
Well, that would be part of his trial and tribulation when you know, I guess it's not going to bother him at all because I guess he's used to it from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. So, but, I mean, what a strange time we're living in.
Exactly. Sometimes it reminds me, sometimes knowledge can be in the hands of a fool, which is dangerous.
Excuse me. Yes, definitely. Oh, definitely. And that's dangerous, you know.
And that's very dangerous.
Somebody also, I'm going to investigate this, and maybe you might want to look into it. I had a cousin, the same cousin. She sent me something later on, and she said, I mean, this video that she sent me, it showed about how they have this scientific thing with, I don't even know how to explain it because I really didn't, like, try to investigate too much. But anyway, about bringing life into the world through pods. They're going to have, like, they have the technology to grow babies, like in a pod. Mm-hmm. Have you heard anything about that?
Sort of, kind of.
Okay.
And they
so I'm thinking, like,
walk it and see it. Yeah.
What? This? I mean, I'm like, I mean, it's like, and they basically were saying the scientific information and technology is already there, and it's just a matter of time. And I was thinking, you know, I know Jesus is soon to come. I'm not gonna even entertain that. That's why I looked at it and I thought, in the world,
because the world's gonna do what the world wanna do. So experiment.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that you popped on here tonight because, you know, I had given Prophet Randy information earlier that I could do the show, and then I think he missed it, so I came on late. But, you know, we're just living in some times that, you know, we just have to, we have to know our God.
Yeah.
And we have to have a relationship because there's going to be all sorts of information that's going to be released. And if you're not stable, if you're not steadfast, if you're not rooted in the Word of God, man, some of this stuff is just going to throw some people clean off course. You know?
Right.
So, amazing. So, you know? Yeah.
Well, my faith is just to trust Him. I'm just, you know, He's just telling us to just to trust the Lord and everything. You know?
Yes,
I don't
do.
Feel like the Lord needs, God don't need any help.
No.
You know? We got this word, and we got to believe and just keep the faith because whatever we're going through, whatever that tries to come, we got to stay focused.
Yes, we do.
We got to stay focused because different things are going to pop up. And to me, the Lord is teaching us how to trust in Him in the good, the bad, and the ugly. So,
yes, yes,
like,
we
okay,
have to.
Okay, Lord, I'm learning. And and this stuff is, you know, this faith is necessary because of what we're going to be going through. And that was kind of like the word that you were giving me, that things were going to come from all sorts, all over the place. Because, you know, when it's the season, the enemy don't like it. And so if I don't keep my mind focused on the Lord, you know, my mind going to drift there, here, and everywhere. And I said, no. And I just started, you know, talking to the Lord. You know, and James 1 and 1 through 18 came to me. And I said, okay, Lord. You know, I need to be getting this word.
Yeah, and that's
it's a weird stuff going on in this world. It's weird.
Yeah, it is. It is. And that's my thing now, you know, with me. I want to be able to get to a place where I feel it in my bones. I can tell I'm getting older. Like I said, I did major, like, work around the house the last week. And I was like, my sons, you know, how you, they have all this stuff from high school and through college and all this stuff. So finally I went into those rooms and I just began to pull stuff out and throw stuff away. And I mean, I spent hours and I was just like, you know, just aching. And like, just,
you know,
it was almost like God was telling me, I don't know, I just sensed that I was supposed to come in and just get rid of some stuff. You know, things, almost like just clean my environment. And I was like, okay, God, so I'm in another room tonight that used to be one of my son's rooms, and I'm in here, and I've set up like a little office space with my computer and everything, and then I have another computer on the other side of the house, but that's my work area. So when I work from home, I have like a separate little area, like little office area over there. And I said, I don't want to do the broadcast in there. So then I took this other room and then I made, you know, my little, this is like my, I'm going to make it my prayer room. And you know what I'm praying, Barbara? I'm praying that it will so saturate, what is left here in this room that belongs to them, that it will infiltrate their lives and that the Spirit of God will move heavily upon the articles that are connected with them that are left here, that I just want to saturate this room with prayer and with ministry. And, you know, I'm just crazy enough to believe it. I'm just crazy enough to think that by me creating an atmosphere in a place that they dwelled in, they stayed in for years, that God is going to move. You know, I think like that. You know, I mean, I don't know how many other people think like that, but I just think like that, that it'll affect their lives. I don't know, you know, so I felt like a need before the year ends to just clear out some stuff and get rid of some stuff and make room for something new.
Wow.
Make room for God to just move, for him to move in, Barbara. I want him to move into this room, into their lives, and into my life, and into the things. I've made room for him. Hallelujah.
Don't you know when we
make room for God, even in our heart, don't you know he will come in? He needs us to have a place for him to dwell.
Mm-hmm.
So Lord, I've cleared out this space for you to come in and for you to dwell in. Hallelujah.
Wow.
I'm going to touch and I'm going to anoint and I'm going to believe by faith for a shift. We're shifting into something new, Barbara. I just sense it in my spirit, man. We're shifting into something new and exciting. That things are going to change and we're going to be so involved with what God is about to do in the earth. Those who have stayed faithful, those who have connected and have not been led, you know, by every whim and every wave and every wind, but those who have stayed faithful and constant with God. And have, I mean, it might seem crazy to some people, but I don't care. I believe God just that much.
I got to share this with you. When you were talking about the room and cleaning and anointing, I have a room that I had set up because I moved my office to a new room. And you didn't know that I had, I have like maybe 10 boxes that I have to go through and to shred those papers. That's why I kept saying, wow, oh, my God, this is my same situation. And then I remember that, that's why I said, James, you know, it was a letter that was written about, you know, about how to live. And I was looking at James when I was saying, let the patient have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask the God that give it to all men liberally and upbraid. And I thought about my freedom that shall be given in that room, because I made it / shoes / office / makeup room. And then I needed to file some more papers and shred and get rid of a lot of papers / my clothes. You know, and I'm, because I let one of my granddaughters move in. She's my second oldest. And I just moved my office things over and gave her my office and put a bed in there and just made it look so homey and everything. And I thought about what you were saying, that God is like doing this shift, that he's doing something in the atmosphere. And as we do what he told us to do and be obedient. And I said, Lord, let me move these things. Let me get through before New Year's. I got to get through before Christmas. So there you go. That's that shift.
Well, I think,
because we need it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Spiritual and natural. Spiritual and natural. You're right.
Yeah, I don't know, but hold on a second. I have an animal that just hold on a moment.
Oh, okay. It's your baby over there. Got to get out.
He can be a sneaky little thing. So he knows there are certain things that I don't want him on. So he realizes that I'm on the phone, just like a child. And he would go in there and jump up and then look at me like, wow, I'm so innocent.
Very smart.
So I had to get him out of there. But, yeah, I mean, you are so, I mean, I just believe this is something that God is bringing forth as confirmation for both of us, because I was feeling the same thing, that, you know, I need to get this done by Christmas, by New Year's. You know, I don't really have, like I said, I don't know if my who will be here with me for Christmas, but I said regardless of who shows up, I got to get some stuff done. And I just felt like it's time to clear out some stuff. You know, God, he's getting ready to do something. And not, like you said, it's not just physical, there's something spiritually connected to this.
Yeah.
And you know what I've been doing, Barbara? Some of that old stuff. So I built a fire tonight, and it's been pretty cold here in Southeast Georgia. Man, today, I don't know. I mean, I don't think it got too far up into I think it was in the 40s, if I'm not mistaken. But so I built a fire. And so I just felt led up. My friend, she came over, a cousin-in-law, so to speak, and she came over, and I said, I'm throwing this stuff in the fire. I'm burning it up. I'm not even shredding it. I'm throwing it in the fireplace. I'm burning it up. And then I said, one time I said I was going to, like, do a fire pit outside and just burn it up. So I was, tonight I said, I'm going outside, but I'm going to put it on the fireplace. And so, so it's like, I don't know, I feel like something, God is speaking something through this. Like, y'all, just get rid of last year's mess. Let's get rid of last year's junk. Let's get rid of last year's chaos that we've been taking from year to year, to year to year, to year to year. It's time to get rid of it. It's time to make room for more of what God wants to do with and through you. Yes. Make room for him. You know, I always had it's so funny. I'm going to let you go because we got some callers. They started to find out I'm on the air because at first I wasn't. It wasn't announced. But and I didn't get on until 11 Eastern time. So the Lord was speaking to me about different things and, you know, my walk with him. And, you know, I always had a desire
I said, if I ever get a extremely, you know, nice, large home, I would just like to have a room prepared just for those who may be in the area that wanted shelter and wanted a place to pray in, you know? And then I was like, okay, God, well, you know, I may not be at that place yet, but I'm preparing a room for the Spirit of God to, you know, indwell. You know, and so I got my space, Barbara. I'm in my element here.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah,
that faith was in it too, because you believe in, and that's what I was praying about the those that have that faith. I said, God, I don't want my faith to be wavered like a seed that's driven. And so I was talking about, you know, I don't want to be like the wind tossed to and fro. Lord, give me that stability in the spirit where I'm going, the new place, the new season.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's what I was basically asking him for, so I could believe for the loved ones and take over, you know, that the disaster, you know, the things that they're going through. Because it's,
well,
you know,
God,
they have to
God
overcome some of these obstacles and break barriers. We have to stand in the gap for them. For those disaster areas.
He'll speak to you about that. He'll speak to you about that because it's important to him. You know, he'll speak that to you. I don't believe, you know, I believe God has spoken that to you. And I know God has spoken to me over the years that, you know, there's some things you haven't prepared for. You haven't made room for it. That's why you don't have them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he told me that many a time. And then it's almost like, it's almost like, am I purposely not preparing because maybe I may not be ready to receive or don't know if I'm ready to receive? But I've had the Lord really felt the Spirit of the Lord speak to me and said, there are things you don't have because you haven't prepared for them to come, you know? So, anyway.
Right.
You have to prepare.
I know where you're
He's
going
preparing
with it.
For us.
That's right.
He's gone before us and prepared a way for us, right?
Right.
He's the God of preparation, you know, so I don't know. That could carry over into so many areas of our lives.
Yes.
Relationship, you know, you're looking for a mate or you expect God to bring you a mate. How you prepared for a mate? Have you made room in your heart for a mate? You know, so I don't know.
It's many things there because I said, Lord, if I wanted to house somebody, I said, that room, somebody's going to need that room. So I said, Lord, just help me to get ready because I don't mind helping and blessing, you know. But I told God I didn't want to take on the challenge if I'm not ready for it, you know.
Right.
He knows. So. But like you
he
said,
knows.
We got to prepare.
We
could go
prepare.
On and on.
I can get real specific about some stuff, you know, God told me to prepare for, and I, you know, I feel like he's been nudging me like, okay, well, you're bringing this up again. Have you prepared for it? You know, have you prepared, you know? Well, that's a word right there in itself, preparation, preparing. But, well, you know, it's like faith. If you believe that God is speaking concerning some situation or whatever it is you're dealing with, have you made room for what you've asked for? Have you made room?
Right.
You know?
Get ready, get ready.
Get ready, get ready.
That's a word right there.
Yeah, we got to prepare. We can't just, you know, I mean, if you don't prepare, it's almost like, you're just making mention of some things, and you're not really expecting God to act on it. But if you're expecting God to act on it, then you better prepare for it.
Yeah.
If you're not prepared for it, you're not walking in an expectation of God actually doing it, speaking. You're just opening your mouth. Wow, that really
get ready, be ready. That is.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you, ma'am, for gracing our presence tonight. And we look forward to you
you having a wonderful, if I don't talk to you again, I mean, we are 1 week away from Christmas Day that we celebrate.
That's right, Monday.
It's next Sunday. Sunday. So you have a very merry, hallelujah. I don't think I'll be on next Sunday night, but you all, you have a very merry, merry Christmas, and enjoy, you know, the holiday and Christmas and all that it brings with your family.
So sweet. Well, thank you, and the same to you, and everything that you pray for. I just pray that God will bless that day for all the families, that God will just bring that unity, that peace and joy to everyone. Thank you so much.
Yes.
God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Barbara. Enjoy your week, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. God bless.
All right.
Merry Christmas to you.
Amen. God is good. You know, that is just such an awesome thing. You know, being prepared for what God wants to bring our way. Hallelujah. We got to be prepared. All right, let's go to our next caller, 321-230. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello, 321-230, are you there? I don't know, let me click on it again. I'll go off. And I will come back. 321-230. Yes, 321-230. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Aunt Louise calling. I'm sorry, my voice is kind of, I don't know if I'm coming down with something or what.
I forgot where you are, Aunt Louise. Say your name again.
I'm in New York now. Now I'm in New York.
In New York. All right.
Yeah.
And say your name again.
I'm Talise.
Hold on. There's something going on. I'm hearing it, but it's not coming close to clear. All right. So it's Aunt Talise. I remember talking to you, but I don't know. It seems like it was fading out.
It's okay.
All right. How are we doing tonight?
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. All right. Well, let me pray for you, Angelique, and you just believe God for what he wants to speak, that it will come clear to you. So, Lord, we just thank you tonight. We thank you for your daughter. Hallelujah. We thank you for your daughter. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let me ask you something. Are you a dancer?
No, not really. No, not really.
Well, I mean, not like... Well, I mean like that, but I just saw a vision of a young person who, not a child, that is just, you know, I won't say they're not dancing, but they're graceful, and they're just, you know, they're walking with a sense of knowing who they are, but it's like not really knowing that others accept who they are, but it was almost like dressed as a, you know what I'm saying? Like not a dancer. Well, I don't know what vision you got when I said dancer.
When you said dancer, all I can think of is my daughter because she's always dancing. I'm like, She's 11. 11.
What kind of dance does she like?
She's all kind of dancing. Majorette thing. She just likes music. She just likes the move.
Okay, don't say any more. Okay, so I saw a little girl dressed in an outfit. She looked to be 10 or 11. And you what now?
I said, oh, my baby.
I saw this little girl, like 10 or 11, and she's just very graceful. and she's dressed in, you know, in a dance outfit, you know, that's like, so maybe, I won't say a ballerina, but, you know, in something like that would be used for dance. And I just saw her dancing, and that she, well, not dancing, but like she's preparing to dance or walking in a way of knowing that she's who she is. You know, I just can mm-hmm. see that she knows who she is and what she enjoys and what she's called for. And I just saw her walking in this graceful manner as a dancer, you know, because dancers are very graceful, you know. They have a persona about them that, you know, especially when they're dressed in their, you know, their graceful attire, they carry themselves in such a manner that's befitting of that, whatever it is they're getting ready to do. So I don't know, I just saw a vision of that in my mind. And so that's why I asked you that. So what is her name?
London.
London. London?
Yes.
Oh, wow. You know what I, that's just, I don't know. So then, have you been to London to meet with the Queen? There's a rhyme, a nursery rhyme. I can't remember which one it was, but it was like, have you been to London to look at the Queen? And I saw her with a crown on her head. I
wow.
saw a crown on her head, dressed in this outfit that was graceful, like what a dancer or someone who's graceful would wear. Wow. I don't, that's all I got.
Wow.
Oh, my God. So, I mean, so that's amazing. Anything you want to share?
Yes. London, she, so we just moved back to New York, upstate New York, and London's a kid. She has a really big personality. She's really confident. Mm-hmm. She's someone that everybody likes to be around. She's always, like, the life of the party. And since we came back, she started school recently, and she's never had issues in school or with friends, but she had, like, some issues recently with girls trying to bully her, and it's just been a lot. And
really,
I'm always praying for her to always continue to be confident. I have talks with her. I've had a talk with a couple of the girls' parents because it's like a group of girls, but I know a couple of the parents, so I've talked to their parents. But last week it was really bad, and I probably was worried about it more than she was, but it was just, I can't say anything more, but it was bad, and it was just something that you saw with a girl walking, so.
Yeah, and I saw her, you know, I mean, she was walking, and so it's almost like she knows who she is, and the enemy doesn't want her to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can identify with London because I grew up, I wasn't an only child, but I grew up as an only child. And so I was always small for my age. And I just, you know, I was always having people, like, you know, just always trying to do something to me when I was little. And in fact, I was talking about that earlier today with my visitor, was that, you know, it wasn't until middle school or junior high school that, you know, I had freedom from that, you know, and it was really kind of odd because of what went on in the 60s, and then I experienced freedom in the 60s because, of course, we know about the 60s and the civil rights movement and all of that, and, you know, it was kind of emotional. In fact, today, I mean, as I began to talk about it with her, I kind of like, so I can understand what London is dealing with, and maybe that's why I saw her. And I saw this vision of this little girl, and she's crowned, and she was crowned with grace. She's crowned with confidence. She's crowned with things that other people are not happy about. Mm-hmm. And that's what I saw. And I identify with that. And maybe that's why, and I was just talking about that earlier tonight about, you know, and I'm just going to be out up front with you all. It's like, you know, I grew up in Orlando area. 6 years old, we moved to a town. Our address was still Orlando. But we actually live physically in a town, which is the oldest black municipality in the southeastern United States. You know, I grew up, you know, I didn't lack really anything. And growing up where I grew up, it gave me an assurance and a confidence of who I am. And from a very small child, I always knew there was a God. I don't know how I felt Jesus mm-hmm. was as real as my baby doll that was sitting right there. And that doll wasn't real, but Jesus was. But, I mean, his presence was there, and I always knew that. And I was, you know, and so, you know, in the 60s, of course, like, as I said, we had the civil rights movement and all that. Well, I really didn't experience a whole lot of that because the environment that I lived in was more like a cocoon because, I mean, we were the oldest black municipality in the southeast, one of the oldest in the southeastern United States. And we lived our own, it's like we had our own mayor, own police force, own fire chief, city council, everything was African American. It was a town. It wasn't a community. It was an actual town. And so when integration came, you know, and I grew up in an environment where there are people who are less advantaged, you know, and so I got a lot of flack because for some reason people saw me as advantaged. I mean, it wasn't like we really had a whole lot, but, you know, people just saw me, I guess, someone told me, you kind of carry yourself like you have, you know, God just made me that way. People didn't like it. You know, the devil didn't like it. And so I didn't really experience any real peace of and feeling safe until actually integration took place. Because then I was able to get outside of my environment and experience the world and see that, you know, there's a world out there, and people can accept you for who you are. So it had a whole mm-hmm. different effect on me than what I think a lot of African-American people experience. But in that, I had a confidence that, I don't know, upset the devil. So maybe that's what she's experiencing, you know, a confidence that upsets the enemy, that will draw the enemy to try to attack her, to try to make her feel mm-hmm. some kind of way. And so, Lord, we just pray against every wicked attack of the enemy that will try to come and disrupt her life. We come against that in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus and every demonic force from the pit of hell that is trying to hinder, stop, or block what God wants to do in and through her. We sever it at the root. We pull it up. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the angels that are encamped round about her. We thank you for those angels and the ministering angels and those that are assigned to her as guardian angels. Lord, we thank you for protection. And we thank you for warring angels in the heavenly that are in warfare for her. And we speak peace. We speak peace.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
of
Jesus.
As Aunt Elise begins to release the word of God over her. You know, I'm going to tell you what kept me, my mom, she did have some interesting thoughts and things that she would say. But one thing that really I know brought me through those years that I feel I'm connecting with your daughter, London. Mm-hmm. But some of the things that brought me through those was my mom actually, I hear her now. She read the Psalms over me nightly. Mm-hmm. I mean, to the point where it was like I actually could, like, envision that angels were encamped round about me. And that when I went to school, they were right there. Like I was, pick up my coat and carry it. They were right there. And I believe that.
I actually, the way she read the Psalms over me, the way she prayed over me, it was almost like they were there. And I'm telling you, I saw some stuff happen. There were some people had to just back off from me. And I know it was because of the word of God being prayed over my life that I knew. That's why I believe now I'm thinking about it. That's why I knew Jesus was real.
Mm-hmm.
Because when my mom released the word of God over me, things happened. When my mom released the Psalms over me and spoke the word of God over me, things changed. And to the point where I knew, it was almost like I equivalated Jesus to those words, and that when she released them, it came in the room. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
God is speaking about her. I believe so tonight. So you begin to release the word over her and to encourage her and to let her know that Jesus is real. He's real. Angels are real.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen things that I know God stepped in and slapped some folks around. Ha! I know he did. I'm not trying to make God to be some kind of violent God, but I just know he did. I knew he protected me. I knew he was with me. So begin to pray over her. Begin to release that word over her with faith, knowing that she has, they're bodyguards in a sense, but they're angelic beings that are there for her. Jesus is real. And I believe you're going to see some changes. We're going to believe that change is coming in the name of Jesus. I don't believe he would have shown me this little girl without it being some sort of connection with your daughter, seeing this little vision of a little girl who is about the same age that you say your daughter is. I believe God wants you to get in there and believe and release that word and let her know this is the word of God. It is real. We can send it forth, and it shall accomplish that which we send it forth to accomplish. It shall not return void. That's how I got through my life as a child, up until age, like, I ended up having to go live with my sister, who lived in Miami. She was a teacher, and so I ended up going to, she was 23 when I was born, and I ended up living with her during the summers, and then my fifth grade year, because things had gotten kind of really bad, I ended up going with her for a while, and I spent my fifth grade year there. But, you know, I know what it's like to go through that as a child. I know what it's like. So encourage her and love her and build her up in the things of God. Build her up. Even though, like I said, my mom was, you know, like very interesting, but she released the word of God over me. And I believe because of that, I have a relationship with God because of it that I probably never would have had I not known at a very early age that Jesus is real. I really expected Jesus when I was a little girl to just walk through my door. And I think the presence of God, I have had the presence of God just rest on my bed. I was older then. And I think some things that God didn't allow me to experience because as a child I may not have understood or been frightened or whatever. But later on, I know it was because of my relationship with God and me knowing that Jesus is real, that thing, the enemy had to back off. He had to back off. So release that over her, pray with her, and let her know she has an advocate. She has a protector. She has Jesus. And if she hasn't accepted Jesus into her heart, lead her into prayer so that she can understand this Jesus that we're talking about. And he'll speak to her.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, wow.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I that was perfect. I mean,
I don't even have the words to say because I'm telling you, last week, like, I had a hard time even talking about it. Like, it literally was making my stomach hurt. Like, I was in prayer about it, like, all week because she's so sweet. You know, like, she has this, she's just amazing. I can't even put into words, like, she's one of those kids, like, everyone loves to be around her. And she knows God, too. Like, she loves God.
Aww.
She's such a sweet kid. Like, I can't understand why, and I'm sure she couldn't either, like, understand, like, why she was being treated that way. I mean,
for no reason
at all. And it just, it was really, really, really heartbreaking. Oh, my goodness.
It's because
and,
of the calls.
Mm-hmm. The things they were just
saying to her. Angelique, where do you live? What state?
I'm in New York now. We just came back from Orlando. Well, out of Orlando.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. I kept thinking when you said New York, I was thinking, I thought she was in Florida.
I was, but I'm, like, transitioning, moving back home to
New York.
That's
right. That's right. I remember you telling me that the last time you called in. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, wow, isn't that amazing? And that's the area I'm from. Isn't that amazing?
It is. And some of the things you were saying, too, like, and I would explain that to her, too, how you were saying. Like,
Antelise, I could call the name of the town, and you would know exactly what I'm talking about.
Really?
You probably already know. If you were in Orlando, you know the town I'm talking about.
I was only there for 2 years, though, so I don't.
No, but
I'm
you
not,
would
I'm
know the
somewhat
town.
Familiar, but. Oh, okay.
Well, the thing of it is, okay, just think about it. When you can put it together, it's. Do you know where Winter Park is?
I do. I didn't live too far from there. I lived in Oviedo.
Okay, what's the town that's by Winter Park that is the oldest black municipality in the southeastern United States? Maitland. What else is by Maitland? It's right on I-4, and there's a big debate going on right now about that school.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like it's, like, on the tip of my tongue, but it's... Eatonville, you said.
E-A-T-O-N-V-I-L-L-E. Eatonville.
Yes, okay, so I am familiar with, like, I've heard that before.
Yeah, it's right by Winter Park. It's in between Winter Park and Maitland.
Oh, wow.
That's where I grew up.
Wow.
So, I mean, you wouldn't even think, I mean, it's all integrated into Orlando. It's in Orlando metropolitan area. But that's a separate town with a separate mayor, with a separate police force, with a separate town council.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's very historic. I mean, as far as, you know, what went on there and how that town came about. And when I was growing up, I didn't even know the details of what that was there. A famous writer, Zora Neale Hurston, they used to have a festival there each year in remembrance of her accomplishment as a well-known writer who traveled the country, you know, and even other parts of the world with Langston Hughes. And so, yeah, it's pretty interesting. Yeah. And so this is amazing. So you were there, and then this child is, wow, I'm amazed.
It was on time. I did call in the other night to try to get prayer, too, and then I don't think they were on, but I'm glad that I was able to call tonight. You were able to pray for us. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
I feel this week will be better.
Yeah, I think this was ordained. Was there anything else you needed prayer for?
I wanted prayer about that and just my business and my finances. And, because I have to move all my things back here. I just got a small suite to work out of. I kind of don't, you know how I'm going to do all of this stuff in the short period of time that I have. So just prayers about that.
Amen. Well, God, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, that where you lead, you provide. And Angelique feels as if you've led her to where she is.
Lord, you are a provider. You don't leave us anywhere that you don't provide for us, especially when you have orchestrated and initiated and saw us to places that we didn't even know we were going or had no real understanding of what was going on with this. But, God, you knew about it long before it even happened. And so, God, we look to you and we thank you in the name of Jesus that provision will come forth, that peace will reign, and that she will walk into the things and the places of God that you have preordained her to be in, even before the foundation of the earth, before she was even thought of as being a person, even in her mother's womb. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, and we thank you in advance for the doors and the opportunities that will open as she continues to walk in obedience according to your word, according to your will, and according to your plan. Let her know your plan and let her walk out the plan in the name of Jesus. As you show her, you give her insight, you give her wisdom, and you speak to her and you visit her, even in dreams, God, in vision, and with the word of God. Let her be at peace with this thing in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I believe as she walks in peace and walks in expectation, things are going to open up to her. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, one thing else I was going to tell you about your daughter is that, you know, how I can identify. It's just so interesting that I saw that little girl as that, and, you know, I always knew that I was a little different. So I remember when I was about maybe her age, and I remember sitting in the window in my bedroom, looking out of the window, and I was watching other children play. And I remember saying to God, and I'm so glad she has this relationship with God, because I believe she's getting ready to have some interesting conversations with the Father. And I remember saying, God, why did you put this? I mean, here I am. I didn't even know about this stuff in the Bible. And I remember sitting in my window, looking out of the window, saying, God, why did you put this mark on me? That when people look at me, they know I'm different. And that's why they don't like me. And I remember thinking as a child, you put a mark in my forehead. I'm thinking, I can't see it, but they can see it. And I'm thinking, why am I saying that? But she's marked for God. And I remember at a very early age, I knew I was marked. I knew I was different. And I just always knew that. I remember, and I'm going to let you go, just to encourage you so you can encourage her. I remember I was in a pageant. I was in a pageant when I was about 14 years old. And I was in that town. And my sister, who helped raise me, they all came to the pageant. And I loved to sing. So from the time that I was like in the second or third grade, I was always singing, you know, in some talent show or something. Not that I thought I was all that great, but, you know, I was always singing. And I remember I was in this pageant, everybody was like, oh, she did great with the talent and everything. I had this guy play piano for me. He grew up in that town. He went on to win, I don't know if anybody remembers, Star Search with Ed McMahon, or whatever his name was. But anyway, this particular guy I went to school with, we grew up in the same neighborhood area. He was in another part of the town, and he played for me in the pageant. And he ended up winning Star Search 1989. You can look it up. He won Star Search 1989. He played the piano for me in the pageant. He was also the person who played piano for our youth choir at church. And but anyway, he played for me, and everyone was, oh, she's a win. And so he did so good, you know. And so I go up there, and they have this question that they ask. And the question was, if there was anyone that you would want to meet that's famous, who would it be? Do you know out of my mouth rolled Jesus Christ? I'm telling you, I was in awe that I even said it. And the whole audience went, huh?
My sister, I remember she scolded me. She said, they were talking about a real person. You didn't win the pageant because they were talking about a real person. And you said Jesus Christ. And I remember looking at her and said, he is real. Jesus is real. And he's the most famous person anybody could want to meet. They thought I was going to talk about some singer or some dancer. They thought I was a Looney Tune. She said Jesus Christ. And they laughed me to scorn. I've always been different. And so what I'm saying that to say this, encourage her in her uniqueness in God. Because God got something in store for her. Hallelujah. Well, I went on
a
rabbit trail there.
it was needed. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. And I hope to hear from you soon. And we don't talk again until sometime probably next year, or I don't think it will be next Sunday because that's Christmas. But enjoy your Christmas. Merry Christmas. And
you too.
A happy new year if I don't talk to you again. And just know that, you know, God's got this situation. Just rest in him and enjoy your Christmas. Okay?
Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you as well.
All right. Thank you. All right. Good night, Aunt Selena.
God bless you. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys, they got a little emotional for me. I'm like, this thing, tonight, some emotions are coming up, you know? I'm like, this whole day has been like this. I was like, what am I going to say on the show tonight? Because I've been kind of emotional about some stuff today. People, you know, I visited with, you know, some stuff has been discussed, and I don't know. But anyway, God is awesome. All right, 234-327, who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from? Hello, 234-237. Let me click off and come back again. And just to remind you all, I didn't give out the number tonight. So if you're listening by internet and you want to call in, the number is 319-527-6027. That's 319-527-6027. Press 1 and we will, take your call and pray. Let me just see if anyone's checked in as I got off. So in case you want to text in, 505-8719. That's 214-505-8719. Sometimes I miss it. I don't see it because my phone keeps shutting off the screen, but hopefully I'll try to keep that on so I can see that. All right, so let's go back and see who's at 234-327. Are you there? 234-327, can you hear me? Maybe they went to sleep. Okay, so we'll try to come back and write that number down. Lord, we just ask that you speak to them even while they're asleep. 234-327. Okay, I'm going to move on. And I'll try back later if they're still there.
Hello? Hello? Angela Joy? Hello? Angela Joy? Hello? Angela Joy?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
All right, I dropped out, so I'm not sure exactly what went on with the system, but we're going to try to get back to where we left off. I'm not sure I got kicked out. So I think I was trying to reach 321-230. Are you there?
I'm here, but we've already spoke. This is Aunt Elise.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. We already spoke. This was Aunt Elise.
Okay. All right, Aunt Elise. All right, so you're still there. All right, thank you. I'll move on. Thank you. Let's see. All right, so the system dropped me. Let me go to 234. 327, are you there? Sounds like they're late. And then some people got kicked out of the system. So I'm not sure who that is. Lord, give them peace as they sleep. So let's go down here. I'll try back later to see if they wake up. Let's go to 251-229. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi. How are you doing? This is Sarah from Alabama.
Hi, Sarah. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing real good. I'm just glad to be able to get on here and, you know, share with the people of God. So let's just pray for you, and then we'll share a little bit. A couple of people dropped off because I think the system shuts down at 1 and you can't dial back in, so they got a few more minutes if they can get back in here. All right. Well, Sarah, we just thank you for coming on tonight. So, Father, we just thank you for Sarah. We thank you for her life. Thank you, Lord, for the preparation that you have, for the legacy that she will leave and the things that she will do for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I kind of sense you're following a roadmap. I see like a roadmap. People don't even use those anymore because everybody has that GPS system on their phone or in their car. But, God, I just thank you, Lord, for the mapping out of the plans that's already been mapped out for her. And she's trying to look at the map and trying to follow the plan. Glory be to God. Isn't that awesome? She is checking out the map to follow out the plan. Hallelujah. And, Sarah, I just sense to tell you that it seems as if you are interested in the details of what God is getting ready to do and where he's leading you. And you're trying to see the way to go. You're trying to understand what God's getting ready to do because I believe you have a sensing that God is doing something and you are looking for the details. You're mapping out. You're looking at the roadmap like, okay, God, we going somewhere. What's up next? Where are we going? It's like when you hit the road and you're doing a road trip. And you got the kids in there, and they're like, hey, where are we going? What's our next stop? You know, and they get kind of excited about it because it's like, oh, this is a road trip. And it's like, where are we going to be heading next to? And what direction is that? And, wow, what stop is up the way? And when can we stop and get some goodies? And when can we take a restroom break? It's going to be like, you know, it's like you are just looking like, okay, God, what's up next? We're on a road trip, and I'm trying to see the plan, but I don't know what exactly we're going to be doing, but I'm following you. So, Lord, I thank you tonight that Sarah is planning, that she is focusing in on following the plan. Hallelujah. Focusing in on following God. Focusing in on whatever way or whatever route he chooses, she's ready to go because this is an exciting road trip that he has planned for her, and she doesn't want to miss nothing. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for the excitement of what you are going to bring to her from just being on the edge, waiting for God's next move in her life. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We give you the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. That was interesting, Sarah.
That was interesting, and that is exactly what I've been doing.
Well, hallelujah.
It's like, glory to God. I am telling you, it is exactly what I've been doing. I'm like, okay, let me get this part right. God, is this right? Wait a minute, should I make the turn, or are you going to make the turn? It's exciting. I tell you, the Lord is in the plan.
Amen. And it's so good that he is.
That's it. That's
because
it, woman of God.
We won't miss it. When we, you know, when we're looking to Daddy, when we're looking to Father, when we're looking to Abba to take us where we need to go, we're not, I mean, you know, it's like the kids in the car. They can't drive, so they're dependent on us to drive, and they're like, okay, so what's up the road? What's the next stop? You know, because who's in control here? Our Father's in control. He's in the driver's seat. Hallelujah. He just wants us to enjoy the road trip. Yeah, sometimes there's some bumps in the road. Sometimes there's some accidents on the road. Sometimes there's some delays on the road. But he just said, let me stay in the driver's seat, and I'm going to take you where you need to go. And so it's like you're excited because it's just like when kids, you know, we're getting ready to go somewhere, and they're, oh, we're going on a road trip. We got summer break. We've got Christmas vacation. We've got break for spring. We're going somewhere. Who's in the driver's seat? Mommy and Daddy are up there. What are they going to be doing? They're taking us where we need to go. What's God doing? He's in the driver's seat. He's taking us where we need to go. Hallelujah. And there's excitement in the air because we know that he's a God that doesn't miss a turn. Ha! Glory be to God. You know, in our own natural ability, well, sometimes we can miss the road. Hallelujah. It's like, you know, hey, you missed the road back there. You were supposed to go left and you went right. Well, we don't have to worry about that with God because he always has the right direction. He always is on track and on time. He's always the all-powerful, all-magnificent GPS system that we need. We don't have to worry about him taking a wrong turn because he knows how to direct us. He knows how to lead us. He knows how to take us right where we need to be. And he just wants us to be excited, more excited about the journey that we're on with him in the driver's seat. Hallelujah. So glory be to God.
Amen.
Get excited, Sarah. Stay excited. Know who's in control and enjoy the ride a little bit. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Glory
Jesus.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Whew, that's pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. I haven't experienced that in a while. I haven't had, oh, yeah, I have my grandkids sometimes, you know, they fall asleep. So they're not really interested. They're not like when their parents were small and like, saying, you know, well, when we're going to get this? These kids, then they just fall asleep. Or they're too busy on their phone. They don't even have time, or tablet. They don't have time to try to figure out where we are, what we're going. But back in the day, we used to be, okay, where are we going? What's the next step? Well, we don't have, where are we going to turn? Where are we going to stop? You know, we don't have to worry about that. God's got it. He's got it. Hallelujah.
He's got it.
Woo, so what's going on, Sarah?
Well, I'm just, I'm pretty much, you know, I was trying to map out some things for the rest, plan some things for the rest of the week. But then while I'm doing it, and while I'm doing it, I've already prayed. I'm like, Lord, you lead the way, and I just sit in the back seat. So that's pretty much what's going on.
That is an awesome word. Hold on a second. My friendly pet here is bothering me again.
I'm about to leave him out in the cold if he doesn't stop it. Yeah, it's gotten pretty. You're over in Alabama, so what's your weather like over there?
Oh, it's pretty cold.
Yeah.
Oh, it's,
you know,
the heat is on, and I'm telling you, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna put the covers on, and then the heat is on. I'm out of the covers, and then I'm out to the central air. I'm doing that. I mean, everything you can name to try to stay warm.
Yeah, it's been pretty. Well, I think they said on Christmas, well, they probably, what do they know? It'll probably change by Christmas Day, but I had done like the 7-day forecast yesterday or today, and it's up through Christmas. Well, no, I did the 10-day forecast, and then I didn't hear what they said, and I can never trust Google. Every time I ask them about the weather, it's never what it is. So, but anyway, today I said, so what is Christmas Day's temperature is going to be? And it said it's supposed to be 26 degrees in the morning and a high around 45 or something. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's cold. Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, like I said, that rarely does it give me the accurate weather, because I've had so many times when I do Google, it never gives me the accurate weather. So, but, yeah, if that's the case, it's going to be a cold Christmas, and I haven't experienced a cold Christmas like that in years. I mean, not on Christmas Day, not around here.
Yeah, I haven't experienced it like that either. It's been maybe a few years back where it snowed. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got snow about 6 years ago, maybe. I think it was about 6 years ago, and we got snow, and it was in January, though, and we got about maybe 2 inches and maybe 2 to 3 at the most, and, you know, of course, they closed schools and everything because nobody is prepared to drive in snow around here, so, yeah, so it was pretty interesting, but, so I've said, oh, it might be a nice cold Christmas day, and so I had a fire that I was burning tonight, so I said, well, let me run out to Walmart, because they had the cheapest wood, and a friend of mine, she was supposed to share some wood with me with this guy who delivers wood, and then I didn't hear anything else from her, so I said, well, let me go out and get some wood, so I went out to Walmart, and they had some wood, but they only had, like, one left, so one little packet, but it was cheaper than, like, Tractor Supply or Lowe's, so anyway, I got that, and I said I burned that earlier, and I said I got to try to find some more wood for the rest of the week, you know, especially around Christmas, because this would be nice to have a fire on Christmas Day if it's going to be pretty cold. So anything in particular you want prayer for, Sarah?
Yeah, I like prayer for my daughter, Leah. She's kind of, I guess you want to say, needing prayer a little bit, just for the Lord to order her steps as far as her schooling and as far as just her just being excited and anxious, kind of a little bit of anxiety there. You know, just wanting prayer for her to see what the Lord has to say, you know?
Amen. Amen. Well, it's always good to go to God in prayer because he has the answers for everything. So, God, we just thank you, Lord, for releasing all anxiety from her. You know, because they're around this time of year, it just seems to be a lot of anxiety just in the air along with the excitement. So this is probably making it even more concentrated than it normally would be because, you know, there's already that type of atmosphere going on. And so it's probably intensified. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you give her peace. You give her sweet peace in this season. You give her sweet peace and release any anxiety that Leah's having in regards to school, in regards to just life in general, God. Let her learn to just rest in you. Hallelujah. I just saw a vision of her, like, you know, it's stuff that's come at her has made her tired. Like, I sense her being tired. And I just speak peace and rest, and Lord, for her to rest in your arms, rest in you, rest. And I know, you know, God, sometimes with younger people, it's hard for them to understand rest. But Lord, we ask that Sarah begin to pray over her and to release the word over her, that she will be able to understand how to rest in God, how to give it to God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for you touching her in a way that gives her peace, and that her peace will surpass understanding. She won't even understand why she has the peace that she has when she's in the midst of situations that are seeming to be a lot more difficult than what she wants to deal with. But we speak peace over her, and we speak rest in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for Sarah having wisdom and knowledge, and God just giving her the right words to say that will be calming, the right atmosphere to create that will be calming through this season, and that it will be a season of peace, and the anxieties of what's going on around her will not penetrate the peaceful environment that God wants her to be in this season. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. That was beautiful, Prophetess Angela Joy. I really appreciate that. I appreciate you and all the other prophets that's on PGN and giving their words of exhortation as well as what the Lord is saying, you know, especially in the time and the days we're living in. Because we're living in some perilous times. Seems like all kinds. It's the Bible fulfilling itself. I really believe it's the word of God fulfilling itself. And some people are wondering, like, which way do I go? So it's kind of getting wild out there.
Yes, it is. It is getting real wild, to say the least. Yep. But, you know, that's just the world. I mean, some things I heard earlier this week about, you know, just different things. You know, I really, like I said, I really don't have my television on a whole lot. And, you know, I just try to avoid anything coming into my atmosphere and contaminating it in any kind of form or fashion. So I'm very mindful of that. But, you know, we see things, and, you know, we are to be in this world but not of the world, but we need to know what's going on so that we know how to pray. I mean, we're in here, so we need to know how to pray to help somebody else even find their way out, because that's what God has called us here for. Let me let this little dog back in there with me. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what this is. Help me, Lord. I think you realize it. It's almost like I'm thinking that he's, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with this dog. But anyway, we're living in a season where it's just, you know, there's so much going on that we have to be aware of what's going on so we can know how we need to continue to pray. And you're right. And then when we think about it, just think of the anxiety of this being released into the atmosphere and people who don't know God or don't have a close group walk with God, how they're trying to deal with this stuff, you know?
Wow, I know.
I don't know what would happen to me if I didn't have a relationship with God. You know, I just don't want to even imagine it. No.
I don't want to even imagine it either.
Yeah, because these are some interesting days that we're living in. And like I said, a cousin of mine sent me, I didn't even watch the whole video, and I just thought it was pretty strange. I don't know if you had heard me mention, she had sent me a video of this guy talking about how they have this incubation thing set up where they can grow babies. I'm thinking, what? I'm like,
yeah.
I've never heard of such a thing. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I mean, and it's some type of plastic tube or something. It's weird. I just never dreamed of it. I just never think that. Just to go to that extreme, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't either. And the way the guy was describing it is that there are like thousands of pods that could be, you know, set up. And in these pods, I mean, it was just, it was just too much. I didn't even want to finish listening to it. But he was basically saying you can set your pod up with this baby, and this baby can hear, you can choose the music the baby will listen to. It was bizarre. I was like, what? You know, it was almost like too futuristic for me to even think this is even possible. And this guy was like, the technology and the information is there. It's there. I'm thinking, wow. I don't know. That this is really getting weird. Times are getting strange.
It's too much. I mean, you can choose the music. You can, cuddle some type of way. I don't know. I just never dreamed of it being real like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, pretty much I've heard people say is that pretty much, you know, we look at what we might see on TV or something as science fiction and some far off thing. But a lot of this is technology that's already been investigated and established. Because I can remember when I was a little girl, you know, I worked at Disney during high school, my last year of high school, the summers and weekends. I worked at Walt Disney World. So Disney opened up, 70s. And so early 70s, 70, 71. I worked out there 75, 76, part of 74, I think. And I remember in one part of Disney, there was something called, it used to be, I don't even know if it's out there, but it's the Magic Kingdom. Of course, they have three extra parks now, but there was a part of the Magic Kingdom that was the Tomorrowland. In Tomorrowland was what we have now. So it was called the Carousel of Progress, and I believe it was because all of the things over in Tomorrowland were sponsored by some particular company. So the Carousel of Progress, I believe, was sponsored by GE. And you would sit there and in these seats, and this thing would rotate around for you to see the different, you know, periods of time. So they started back at, you know, General Electric from the beginning when the light bulb was invented, and then it rolled you through, revolved you to, like, the era where people are doing what we're doing now. So in one part of the Carousel of Progress was a little boy was sitting in front of the TV, in front of a monitor, and he was talking to his grandfather, and the grandfather could see him, and he could see the grandfather, and they were talking, just like what we do now with computers, with, you know, phones, with the FaceTime and all that. That's exactly what was going on in the Wheel of Progress, Carousel of Progress, and that was back in the 70s. Here we are doing it. It's 2023 almost, and we started this years ago where people could FaceTime. So it's amazing. The technology was there. But look how long it actually came about for us to have it at an amount that people could afford to have it on just about whatever they wanted. So this stuff is out there. And so, you know, it's just a matter of time before we'll be able to see this stuff, you know, manifest at the level that they're talking about. So it's real. It's there. So anyway.
I think I went to Tomorrowland. It's like my family went in, we sat down, and it was like different screens that they showed you. Is that it? Where
you're sitting
shown
down,
like,
and it rotates. It revolves. Either you're revolving around the screen or the screen is revolving around you. But I don't even know. A few years ago when I went back to Disney and I went to I was at the Magic Kingdom, and I think at that time they were renovating the Carousel of Progress. So I don't even know if it's still there, but I know it was there in Tomorrowland because it's right next to Space Mountain. I don't know if you went to Space Mountain. But it's right next to Space Mountain was the Carousel of Progress, and then next to that were these jets or something. But I remember that, and that was back in the 70s. And then when did we start? I don't remember because, I don't really do that much. But I don't know when FaceTime became, like, a big thing and people could talk on, I mean, we do it with Zoom. All of this stuff is available. So that was back in the 70s, early 70s, late 60s, early 70s. Nobody had a clue about doing any of that. It was like, oh, wow, and I didn't even think about it. Like, really? Are we going to be able to do that? And here we are. I mean, it's just common. It's common. I mean, it's nothing unusual about it. Think about what we're talking about with the babies and all of that. It's like, it seems far-fetched. We thought it was far-fetched to talk to somebody on the monitor, but here we are. So time is moving quickly.
Yep. Yeah. The Lord's, I think his, I don't know, but I'm just saying, maybe his feet are on the accelerator and saying, okay, y'all, are y'all ready? I mean, you just never know.
Interesting that you say that. His foot is on the accelerator. Yeah, you never know. Well, with information that Prophet Randy has been releasing about the Antichrist and the market and, the different things with the red heifers that have been purchased. I don't know if you been listening with him explaining about the purchase of the red heifers and, they weren't purchased. I think they were actually given. Is what I'm understanding. I didn't hear the whole show the other night because I was working, but I believe they were given to the rabbis, the priests, whoever they were, who came from Israel, and they took the red heifer, or calf, back to Israel. So we know that is Bible prophecy being fulfilled about those things being in place for the return of Christ and the Antichrist to rise. So this is amazing. I mean, we are actually we're able to see things that we've heard about actually happen in our lifetime. Isn't that's to me, that blows me away. But like I told him before and I mentioned to some others, and I think I mentioned on here, years ago when I was a child, I saw these seasons. It was like I was standing in front of a movie screen or something, or like I was watching a video, and I saw different scenes of different things that I sense were the season that we are experiencing now, and I saw it when I was a child. And so for some reason, I just believe that when I saw that let me know that I would be able to see the end times come into play when I was a child. And I knew nothing about the end times. I'm telling you, God is speaking, and things are being released because we're getting ready to experience some change that we have never experienced before. We're going to be able to see things that, people talked about, prophesied about, the Word of God has spoken about. We're going to be able to see these things happen. That's amazing. It's amazing. All right, Sarah, what else? Anything else?
That'll be it. It was a blessing talking with you. I know you've got a lot of other callers.
Well,
not really.
I don't have a whole bunch, but let's see what time it is. Well, I started late tonight because I didn't get Prophet Randy didn't get my message early that I said I would be able to do the show. So I didn't start until an hour later, but thank God, and I knew he wasn't able to get the word out too much that I was on.
But, yeah, I mean, it's been great talking to you. And like I said, we're into, you know, the holiday season, the wonderful season of Christmas. And we're going to be, man, we're going to be crossing over into 2023. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That
unbelievable.
It's unbelievable because this year to me, it just, woo, it flew by. It just, like, wow, you know. It's just hard to believe we're going to be entering into 2023. And I had heard him release a word, and then I was at church a couple Sundays ago. A word was released pretty much the same, that, you know, enjoy this season, enjoy Christmas, because it's almost like things are going to change, you know. So they're going to be changing quickly. So what does that mean? I don't even want to think what that means, but enjoy what we have now. Enjoy family, you know, share the love of God, you know, forgive, you know. That's what I've been hearing a lot, forgive. Let go of grudges. Let go of things that we've held on to and things, you know, and I'm trying, you know, so hard just to just let things go, you know, just release it to the Father and let him handle it. And I believe I have to a certain extent. You know, there are things that try to come back, you know, I think about, but I can say in my heart, I don't feel I'm holding anything really against anyone. Oh, I remember some stuff, but I don't really think I'm holding people with that. You know, I got to let it go. I don't have time to be stuck someplace I don't want to be, you know, with bad memories and bad situations just, you know, overtaking my thoughts. No, I don't want that. I'm ready for something new. I'm looking for something fresh. I'm looking for God to do something, and I can't do it. I can't have it if I'm holding on to some stuff. So let it go, y'all. Whatever it is you got holding on to, it's holding on to you because you're holding on to it. Let it go in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Well, we're going to say good night. We are going to wish you all a very, very, very Merry Christmas. And if I don't get to talk to you again, have a Happy New Year. We look forward to God doing some exciting things in this new year. And God, we bless you because we know that you always do things that are right for us. So good night, PGN family. Merry Christmas, and maybe if I don't talk to you again, Happy New Year, and we'll see you later. Good night.